Life Audio.
Hi, this is John Stonge, and before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to invite you to stop by my website, BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, where you'll find all sorts of resources and media to help you grow in your knowledge of Scripture and your relationship with Jesus. At BibleStudyHeadquarters.com, you'll find podcasts, videos, articles, books, and Bible studies that are all aimed to help you grow spiritually. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our email list as well so you can start receiving our weekly newsletter. Now let's take a quick pause for our network sponsors, and then we'll jump right into today's episode.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, which says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." We all have areas of our lives or matters of personal struggle that we aren't very proud of. Secret sins that we wrestle with that would probably feel quite embarrassing to have to admit to someone else. Things that we keep inside and try our best to cover up. Unfortunately, the longer that continues, the worse the problem becomes. Sin loves the cover of darkness. If it can operate in the dark, it can do damage in our lives for as long as we let it. When it's exposed to the light, however, it loses its power, because it's shown to be the kind of destructive force it's been trying to pretend that it isn't. Jesus paid for our sins. His death on the cross was sufficient to atone for what we've said, done, thought, and wrestled with throughout our lives. If we truly believe in Him, we're forgiven. That means it's safe to confess our sins to the Lord. He already knows them anyway. He's already covered them with His blood. He doesn't want them to continue to operate as a secret destructive force any longer. Christ's desire is that we live in the freedom He has secured for us. So we're called to confess our sin to Him and allow Him to cleanse all unrighteousness from our lives. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to think about the things that You've communicated to us in it. And Lord, we recognize that we struggle with sin. We invite it into our lives, we hide it, we nurture it, we gravitate toward it. And sometimes we think that we can get by with covering it up. But then we look at what Your Word tells us, and Your Word tells us that You know all things. You know everything we've ever thought, You know everything we've ever done. You know what we're struggling with today, and You know what we struggled with in the past. And You invite us to confess our sins to You, and You offer to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And we know that this is possible because Your Son has already atoned for our sin. We don't need to be dominated by it. We don't need to invite sin into our lives any longer. We can walk in the newness of life that we have through Your Son, Jesus Christ. We are forgiven, we are rescued, and we are redeemed through Your Son. But Lord, we know this is a struggle for us. We have our new nature through Christ, but we also have our old nature. Our new nature loves the things of God. Our old nature loves the things of the flesh. So Lord, we pray that by Your grace we would live in the new nature, that we would walk in freedom. And when it becomes apparent to us that we have invited something into our lives that doesn't belong there, some form of sin or some form of rebellion against You, we pray that we would identify it and confess it to You, that we would expose it to the light, and that we would embrace the cleansing that You offer us. Thank You, Lord, for Your care, and thank You for Your love. This is obviously one of the greatest evidences of it in Your Word, and we express our appreciation to You for it today. We commit this day to Your care, and we thank You for all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Are you concerned about tensions in the Middle East? Do you wonder where we're currently at in the biblical timeline? Are we really in the last days? Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Carl Muller with the Inside the Epicenter podcast. Every week, my co-host, best-selling author Joel Rosenberg, and I answer those questions and more. You'll hear inside knowledge of our meetings with leaders at the highest levels of government in the U.S., Israel, and the Middle East, equipping you to filter the news with biblically sound insights. Find Inside the Epicenter on your favorite podcast app or go to joshuafund.com to listen and subscribe.